This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. I-70 is shut down in both directions through Glenwood Canyon. That closure is from Rifle to Dotsero. The state's transportation department says it does not know when the interstate will reopen. Crews have been clearing debris from yesterday's flooding near the Grizzly Creek fire burn scar. Local traffic will be allowed eastbound past the Canyon Creek exit, but drivers should expect delays. The El Paso County Jail is slashing the cost for inmates to make phone calls. CPR's Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce says a new state law will soon mandate these kinds of changes.
Right now, people incarcerated in the El Paso County Jail pay 44 cents a minute for local calls, 60 cents a minute for domestic long distance. Starting Sunday, all calls within the U.S. will be much cheaper, at 12 cents a minute. Inmates also get 2 free video conference calls a week. The change comes after lawmakers prohibited, quote, excessive rates for phone use. That law goes into effect next year. The El Paso County Sheriff's Office says they're trying to be proactive in enacting the changes now. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
A sport with Colorado ties is set to debut at the 2026 Winter Olympics in Italy. Ski mountaineering involves climbing and descending mountainous trails. The U.S. Ski Mountaineering Association is based in Summit County, and the first North American championship was in Crested Butte. Silverthorne's Grace Stauberg recently set a North American women's record for the most vertical feat skied in 24 hours. You are listening to CPR News.